I just picture them landing somewhere and pulling out with a gun and like, give us all your gas. Let's just stick up.
Everyone, that you got a little compliment on
yes,
your shirt.
Yes, of course I am. Yes, of course I am. Yes,
I think
of course
you ought
I am.
To.
I have my old man body on right now, so I'm.
You forgot to switch your Lego parts out?
My favorite is running myself dog shit tired in the ground, mm-hmm. and then having a feast, and then being borderline useless the rest of the day.
You like that?
I love that. Yeah.
Ooh.
I feel like Olivia.
No.
I just want to be run
no
ragged.
No wonder. Yeah.
Put I away think... hard, road wet.
No, okay.
That's the saying.
That's backwards. Did you know, by the way, one of our mods educated me about that phrase being about horses because horses sweat.
Yes. Yeah, I
did
no
not
idea.
Know that.
I had no idea horses sweat.
Shocking news
what
to
do
me.
You think? So the Wild West really probably did have a
stinky.
Probably not very great.
It's
also thinking about how hot it is, but it's probably not as hot back then because they weren't able to so effectively destroy the climate quite
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, that's true.
I was actually just thinking that's so crazy that you bring up the West because I was also wondering, like, do we still find cowboys attractive or, like, in a romantic sense or what? What?
Just because you said I brought up the West when you brought it up.
No, I think you brought it up. Well.
I talked about horses and you brought up the West and you said, funny that you bring that up, actually. I've been dying to tell you.
No, I just thought about it right now. I don't know how we feel. It's like the vampires thing. Like, are we just,
yeah.
I don't think we're really making vampires. Like, vampires aren't in season. I think it's like.
I don't know about
are
that.
Are they still in season?
I do know that the, like, cowboy aesthetic. I feel like because it's been really heavily associated with, like, conservatism.
Yeah, we don't like it anymore.
It's, like, not as good. However, there is very much, like, a reclamation happening within the queer community. Of like very Pink Pony Club.
Oh, makes perfect sense.
You know?
Perfect sense, yes.
So
gay,
like...
Gay cowboys
exactly.
and girls.
Exactly, yes. If they are LGBT in like a flavor of that, then like, yes. But if it's like, you know, John Wayne, no.
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 Do we... is there a gender neutral term for cow... I'm like cowpoke?
Yeah.
Cowpoke?
Yeah.
What's cowpoke?
Like a cow person.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, cowboy, cowgirl, cowpoke.
Cowfolk,
cowpoke.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, whoever told me about Dangerfield and my, obviously, I picked out the Swamp Friends shirt, of course, because
yeah.
I have great taste.
Pond Friends.
I thought it was Swamp Friends.
No.
It's probably Pond. Actually, I think it is Pond Friends.
Pond Friends.
I actually got a pair of shorts from them that I'll be seeing in 6 months because they ship from across the side of the planet, but which is still not enough distance between
Stop.
Anthony and Kate. But yeah, the cutest waitress cashier
person,
at the
yeah.
Person that we frequent the breakfast
yeah.
breakfast place that we frequented. She was staring at my shirt for a long time, and I was very aware. And I was like, "Are you gonna say
sure.
something or not?" And
did you say that?
No, of course I didn't say that.
I was like, "Punkin."
I was like,
that's
"Are you going
so
to pay
intense.
Your respects?"
I or? Know.
No, she said she liked my shirt. So we're basically in love.
You
now.
Guys are basically dating.
We're basically dating.
You guys
so
might have to get married.
Huge
you...
shout out to for the recommendation
yeah.
because I wouldn't have found my other true love.
Yeah.
I think if
exactly.
not otherwise.
Shout out to Aaron's other partner.
Wow.
She doesn't
do
know
think,
it yet.
Do you think she knows?
Yeah.
There's so many things I need to find out about her. I'm beyond vexed,
you have
to say the least.
You have all the time in the world, really.
To figure
so,
it out.
Yeah.
God, we can only hope they're polyamorous or
yeah.
at least single and open-minded.
Which is like super, super
honestly,
common.
Yeah.
You know, that like
it's
all
so,
the time.
All the time. It happens
it's
all
everywhere.
The time.
There's dozens of us.
Especially,
so.
There's literally dozens of us. My favorite
yeah.
are when there's the part of the dozens of us lie about actually being polyamorous
yeah.
and they're actually just
yeah.
shitty people using it as an excuse
yes,
to not
cheat
be honest.
On
and, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's so cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got there.
I have an itch.
And also, I take back the thing I said about single and open-minded because I don't really date people that aren't polyamorous
yeah,
anymore.
That's
fair. I have learned my lesson.
Yeah, it's kind of a messy state of affairs.
It's no one's fault. It's no one's fault.
It's
and in
just,
fact, it's my own fault.
I know that some people can make it work, I'm sure, but, you know,
yeah,
it seems difficult.
It's not me.
Yeah.
So, and that's totally fair, and that's fine. And I think it's
yeah,
important to know your limitations.
It is.
And speaking
you just
of
have
limitations.
To be honest about them. What?
The statute of limitations does not apply to sovereign citizens.
I don't think that's how that works. So, okay.
I genuinely know nothing about this.
I am, like, vaguely familiar with this. Shout out to one of our mods who put this in the podcast listener mail thing. They didn't clarify, Sorry, Gustafer. They didn't clarify whether I could use their name, so I'm not going to, but I shall read you what they wrote.
Do read, please. You have such a good reading voice.
This says, thank you. This says, I really want to talk about sovereign citizens. These people think they can renounce their citizenship, but still live in the U.S., use a credit card, but send in a handwritten note saying that they don't actually owe any money, drive on public roads without license or registration, and give notes to the court to dismiss that they give court to dismiss because they don't recognize the court's authority. And then in parentheses, gross oversimplification. There was a high-profile case a couple of years ago, also at this point, trigger warning, content warning, for extreme violence. A man drove his car through a parade and killed 15 people and then represented himself in court claiming that he had no authority over him, or they had no authority over him. How does this happen? How are there whole networks of people sharing their make-believe documents? Not sure if there is enough there. I just think it's a really fascinating intersection of conspiratorial thinking, extreme cognitive dissonance, delusion, and self-absorption.
I think off the top for me, it's like it feels like a libertarian thing.
Yeah.
Or like I feel like I do vaguely remember this, like claiming like
sovereign citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think too, isn't there like a I don't know why how I'm pulling this up, but like in Better Call Saul, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure there's a person who's like talking about seceding from the US
probably
on his land. And yes. He's like, I'll pay you in our sovereign bucks. I can't remember what they are called.
Yeah.
And he's like, that doesn't do me any good.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, don't worry about it because when we win our case, we'll have millions.
Yeah, that's like, kind of it the energy. Matter.
Yeah. How can you just not be – also the public roads part and all the like participating and everything else, but like you're just picking not wanting and choosing to take you don't want to have. Yeah.
Yes.
That's so fucked.
So I'm vaguely familiar with this. We're going to learn about it together today though. So
we're soft launching this.
Yeah.
Because I just want to know how things work.
Tell me why I almost Googled vaguely therapeutic just now. Boop, boop, boop. Sovereign citizens.
Boop, boop, boop. Also, can we talk about real quick those little kids? There's something about a good, like,
yes,
European, like, Cockney accent and yes. D&B. Like, it's so good.
Oh, I was like, what?
Drum and bass.
Got it.
Nice.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. That song goes so hard. It doesn't need to go that hard.
Also, it's so good.
While we're on that, just so we can get it out of the way real quick, in Mass Effect, the bad people... I think the like main villain is called Sovereign, and so when I think of sovereign citizens, I just automatically default
that's
to like
fair.
It's a big alien, and they're not aliens. I guess they would be aliens if they're like claiming. Well,
sort of.
I guess.
Okay, so I found this article from the splcenter.org.
Spill.
This is the southernpovertycenter.org, I think. Okay, so the sovereign citizens movement. Sovereign citizens believe they are not under the jurisdiction of the federal government and consider themselves exempt from the U.S. law. They use a variety of conspiracy theories and falsehoods to justify their beliefs and their activities, some of which are illegal and violent. Yeah.
Great start.
Okay, see, I told you. They're like sort of an offshoot of like QAnon nuts.
So this is like, it's like built, the violence is like built in, or they just so happen to be violent?
That, I think.
Oh, okay.
The sovereign citizen movement continued to see membership growth in 2022. The QAnon conspiracy theory that initially brought people into the movement has remained a gateway into sovereign citizenship. So this is sort of like an offshoot of the QAnon thing.
Okay.
I think a lot of it has stemmed from the, like the crossover between like, far right and ultra right conservative mm-hmm. and like white supremacist people and like sovereign citizen sort of QAnon believers is like pretty close to a circle.
Yeah, of course. And I was also thinking, I'm wondering if there's some like, it's getting too like, or like at least what I'm picturing right now off the top of my head before we learn anything else is like the like trad wife thing or like the homesteading.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah, like it's giving
definitely
like,
homesteading.
I just want to live in a farm in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And not be accountable. Or,
I think
like,
a lot of it. Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with romanticizing this fictional past time where things were simpler and it was all just like a simpler time.
Yeah.
And like that's not real. Like that's not true.
Yeah.
The fantasy of like people just living on homesteads and we take care of one another, right? Like that
the small town thing.
Yeah, like, that's never existed. And like especially not for marginalized people and black and brown people.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah.
So I think a lot of it is just this sort of it reminds me a lot of the Gone with the Wind thing.
That's
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah. No. I mean I'm aware with it. No.
You never like actually watched it? That was my mom's depression movie
we did
growing
watch,
up. We watched it a lot.
We watched Romy and Michelle, so I'm aware of that now.
Romy and Michelle's high school reunion is so wild.
I
The fits in that movie, though, that, so good.
That's pretty good. That is like love. That is like peak 90s. Like, that is exactly what I romanticize.
Absolutely, yes.
I want to.
Bright colors.
Oh, yeah.
Just very fun. Lots of textures.
I feel like my shirt, I would fit in.
I think I would fit in. You would. With some roller skates.
I've always wanted roller skates.
Punk and I tried to buy you roller skates for your birthday, and you told me not to.
I said no because... Because
you're a fun hater.
No. Take it back.
Okay, take it back.
Thank you. Thanks for teaching me about this. Mm-hmm. While Mickey's reading, I always think it's so... Or it's interesting because we're obviously recording this before last week's episode goes up. And I'm always so like, I wonder what people will be commenting about last week's episode. And because I started editing it today this morning... And all I can think about is how ridiculous our conversation was about the penis hats.
Yeah. Penis head buckets.
Penis head buckets. Or like the chum bucket, but it could be like, oh no, I was about to say the cum bucket, but that's not right either. I saw
somebody named a brothel in their D&D campaign the cum bucket.
I don't know. Like,
disgusting. Oh. It was like a coastal town sort of pun. Yeah. Like a chum bucket sort of joke, but
yeah.
Gross.
Oh, boy. Also, for whatever else it's worth, I think in last week's episode is the episode we talked about the AC. Yeah, I think it definitely is. Mm-hmm. And how large companies are buying up small AC companies, small locally owned. And apparently they're doing that with car washes, which is why there's so many goddamn fucking car washes everywhere.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just reading about different sovereign citizen factions.
There's
different groups, yes.
Like in Fallout?
Kind of.
Or like...
And a lot of it is giving Civil War reenactment.
LARPing. I just feel like this is always is where it's going.
Yeah. So from my understanding, from just this article,
okay.
The central thought process behind being a sovereign citizen or like aligning with this movement is the belief that there's like... You know how in QAnon, there's a lot of discourse about the sort of shadowy, secret government cabal that thing.
They're like Illuminati. It's like another.
Yes.
Like sect of the Illuminati thing,
yes.
I feel like.
Or yes. Yeah. And like the Pizzagate thing.
Oh, my fucking.
Right. Like this is sort of an offshoot of that because they have their own, what they call their own like Declaration of Independence called the Life Force Network document.
The Life Force, is this Scientology?
Close.
That sounds like some Scientology shit.
Yeah, in the Life Force Network document titled, New Declaration of Independence, that's literally what it's called. The organization claims...
They New Mexico'd that shit.
Yeah, the organization claims to have successfully fought the Order, which is like the sort of shadowy government thing.
Like the U.S. Government or like something else within the U.S.
Their
government?
Their claim is that the Order is a like shadowy government thing that... controls all governments, all money, all militaries everywhere. And so they claim to have defeated the Order by becoming sovereign citizens.
Why are we still having wars? Why are we still
successfully fought the Order for global control of the world's finances and over every military intelligence agency and law enforcement structure in the world that currently exists or will exist in the future.
This sounds like something a child wrote.
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So
tell me, I can't wait to find out how their main religion is Christianity.
Yeah. So this is about this one group specifically called the Life Force Network. It's a fusion of Q-centric conspiracy theories, science fiction, and fake alternative governments and courts that sovereign citizens call assemblies. The organization's main villain is the Order.
The main villain?
Which they describe...
Every good story needs a villain.
They describe as an international group that has dominion over the governments and is made up
dominion.
Of regular anti-government boogeymen such as the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and seemingly fictional characters such as the... Anunnaki and dragon families.
Dragon families?
That's what it says. There's no explanation offered about what dragon families mean.
I have to look up dragon families because now I'm just picturing dragonborn.
The other thing that's probably central to this, if I had to guess, is that most far right, especially like government themed conspiracy theories, boil down to anti-Semitism
and
racism and like white supremacy, right? So I'm sure that there's an aspect of that at play here.
Okay.
Especially because there's a lot of kerfuffle with the sovereign citizen movement about the like quote unquote overreach of the government during the COVID response. and how like lockdown quarantine was an inherent infringement on people's rights, things like that.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I told you there's no alternative explanation or extra. I don't know what that means. Also, keep in mind, a good amount of this is probably fucking made up.
It has to
be. If I had to guess, Dragon Families is probably a white supremacist dog whistle about Asian and or Chinese people. That's what I was talking about, the COVID thing. Because they have made a boogeyman out of Chinese people specifically for having used biological warfare.
Which also the
in COVID.
The thing that always cracks me up about that too is like Europeans have dragons too.
I don't know. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but also too, like that's not real. Like COVID was not a weapon utilized by the Chinese government.
God damn.
It was a global pandemic that killed and disabled millions and millions of people.
Why? Okay.
Like, yeah. Okay, let's look at this article from the Dallas News. What are sovereign citizens and what do they believe?
What do they believe?
The FBI considers sovereign citizens an anti-government extremist movement.
That sounds totally fair.
Also, can we just point out really quickly that if this were black, brown, or otherwise people of color, that this would be, first of all, a topic of great concern for every politician. Like, the people would be talking about this in their presidential campaigns. But because it's white people who are LARPing with their unfettered access to firearms, this is all totally fine.
It sounds like kids, like, during summer break, like, just go, like, just the parents, being like, just get out of the house, please.
But, like, people, like, but they're adults who have a really loose grip on reality, who have unfettered access to firearms.
Who probably, like,
that's
actually
horrifying.
Should need, like, mental health care services.
Yes, absolutely.
Good night.
Okay, so sovereign citizens believe that the U.S. government is illegitimate and actually a corporation that is secretly sold bonds using citizens as collateral. There are variations, but followers generally believe that the people are creditors who have a right to collect from the government and don't have to follow its laws.
I don't disagree, I guess, about them being a U.S. government being a corporation, I guess, but like,
that's the thing about all of this that's hard, because we talked about this in the QAnon video too, that like, the belief about, like, be wary of the government, right? The government is not your friend.
Yes.
That's not wrong, necessarily.
No.
But it's like this sort of fork in the road where...
You go one of two ways.
Yes, where, like, one fork in this road is about putting power back in the people's hands, right? And, like, very much like workers controlling the means of production and, like, you know, empowering people to be checked in with their communities. And, like yes, yeah. Whereas, like, the other end of this is, like, let's all live on a homestead and, like, shoot each other.
Yes.
And, like, that's horrifying.
Like Mad Max this shit.
Yes. Like, right idea, wrong execution.
Absolutely wrong execution.
And I think that's what is so dangerous about it, too, because, like, this resonates with a lot of people because the government does suck, you know? Like, they don't do anything for us, really. Especially now, like, with all of the presidential election lead up and all of this stuff where, like, all of the options are bad. There's literally no good choice to make. And, like, literally there's not a person that's being put up for office that is, like, worth a shit, you know? So stuff like this is, like, especially scary to me because it just feels like we're capitalizing on people's very valid and righteous frustration, but then using
doing
that as a means to radicalize people to be violent and dangerous.
It's like giving the extreme of, like, Michael Scott declaring bankruptcy.
Yes! Oh, my God!
Like, or,
oh, my God, it is, but, like, scary, though.
Timothy Chalamet's character in the fucking Lady Bird, where he's just like, yeah, I don't really participate in the economy.
Oh, my God. And then she's like, is it, like, Catholic school tuition?
Yeah, but, you know, like... No,
oh,
what is this? It's
God.
Made up. It's so made up.
I
also,
love it
it's
so
just
much.
Like, it'd be like me getting arrested for, like, speeding or something and being like, nope, you can't arrest me.
That's the thing.
Oh.
Yes, that's really happened.
Of course it is.
I have seen TikToks of people.
Like, get off the fucking road.
Yes. Yes, I've seen TikToks of people who, like body cam footage or whatever of, like, a traffic stop where somebody is, like, you know, they do the thing. They ask you for, like, license and registration and proof of insurance. And they're like, oh, I'm a sovereign citizen. You can't ask me for that.
I'd be like, neat. Hand it over still.
There's one of the things I scrolled past in my search results is, like, five guidelines for law enforcement officers about conducting a traffic stop with a sovereign citizen.
Why do I feel like it's like highly... Have we ever met a sovereign citizen in real life?
I don't think
also,
so.
Also, if anyone told me that, I'd be like, okay.
I would laugh.
Like, are you serious?
I would think that they were joking.
Oh, my God.
That's so weird. The thing about it that's interesting, though, is that... Especially because these are people with privilege, right?
Oh, of course, they have to be, because no one without would be able to get away with any of this.
No. But so, like, it's almost like arguing with somebody who has delusions of grandeur or is, currently experiencing psychosis, right? Where, like, it's a really difficult thing to ground somebody who is so far outside of, like, the three-dimensional realm that you're like, I don't... Or like when you provide care to somebody with dementia,
the
best practice advice is like, don't argue with people, right? You just have to
go along. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and so like when, especially in like memory care facilities, right? Okay. When somebody is experiencing like dysregulation because of their dementia and they're like, I want to go home. Telling them, you are home. This is your home. You're just going to like further fan the flames. Yeah. And so like best practice advice is to like ask questions like, oh, what does your home look like? You know, when was the last time you were there? Yeah. Tell me about your home.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about your like fond memories. Yes. And because it helps to ground them and also because it helps to soothe that dysregulation. So like fun fact, I guess not really fun, but
A fact.
Just a
regular fact.
If you ever end up in a caretaking position for somebody with dementia, validating that and asking them to sort of be with you in talking about that is much more helpful and will decrease the odds that they'll become combative or violent or need to be like subdued in some way. But this is kind of like reminding me of that a little, where like, how do you argue with somebody like
this?
What
does it say the guidelines are?
We can look at them.
Yeah, I would love that.
Because it does kind of feel like the thing when you tell someone like, oh, you know, like in like horror movies and stuff, like when you tell someone like, oh, you're crazy. And they're like, I'm not crazy.
Oh,
and you're
yes.
like, okay, like you can't argue with a conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
That's the thing that's really hard. The sovereign citizen movement has become the bane of many police officers in the United States. I mean, like, fuck the cops, but whatever.
Yeah.
If you read any sovereign literature, they advocate for trying to confuse and befuddle the police.
To confuse them?
See, this is the thing.
That, to confuse
like,
them and
fuck sovereign citizens, but also fuck the police. So,
like a fucking cartoon, like they went that way.
Yeah, their mantra is to make a cop so confounded that the officer just decides to end the contract before he or she becomes more perplexed. So this is this is a quote that sovereign citizens are often instructed to tell police officers: "I am not driving; I am traveling." Often the sovereign citizens don't bother to pay for their licenses. They feel the right to free movement means that they do not need a license. Travel is a right, which is true. What the sovereigns fail to grasp is that they are free to travel by foot, by bike, or even by horse. A car is a complex machine. To operate a complex machine requires training and some licensure to operate a said machine, blah, blah, blah.
So they're not allowed to move car, or they are allowed to use cars?
They are, but the thing is that sovereign citizens will tell police officers. So if you get pulled over... Or I guess in this fictitious example, if you were the police officer who happened to do a traffic stop on a sovereign citizen, you pull them over and you ask like license, registration, proof of insurance, right? And you ask them about like their driving. They say, oh, well, I'm not driving. I'm traveling. And traveling is a right. So you have no jurisdiction to police me needing a license, me needing insurance, or me having a vehicle registration because it's my God-given right to travel. So you don't need any of that documentation from me. Goodbye.
But what if they hit someone?
I don't know.
Just like...
Yes, basically. I think that's like the tactic here is to just say things that are like so...
just say things.
That you're like, I don't know how to respond to that. Okay.
What are you even...
As a free person, I do not recognize the jurisdiction that you have, blah, 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 blah. At some point, a sovereign citizen will say they are a free person. As a free person, they are not subject to any local laws and are free of any legal constraints, including taxes and fines.
Card.
Yeah. What they fail to grasp is that what they want is that they all want the protection of the local government without paying the cost for it. Ask a sovereign citizen what they would do if their child was hurt. Ask if their house was on fire. Who would put it out? Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
of course,
whatever.
Of course. That's such a good point, though, because you know these are the same, like the leopards ate my face people.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely they are. Okay, speeding is not a crime. A crime requires an injured party.
White collar crime?
In their twisted view of the law, they feel ordinance violations are not valid because there's no victim, yet they forget that we have different levels of legal violations in this country, blah, blah, blah. As a free person, your license plate taxes do not apply to me. It seems some sovereign citizens will make their own license plates for their cars.
Oh, I'm looking that
these
up right now.
These plates will display terms like U.S. constitutional plate, exempt, sovereign neutral, non-combatant, sovereign Christian citizen, or any of these other non-legal terms. They feel they are exempt from the illegal tax on their car ownership.
No driver license or insurance required, not for commerce use, private mode of travel.
Private mode of travel?
Private.
As if, like, other people's cars are public?
Oh, man.
What does that mean?
Oh.
That is so bizarre.
What is wrong with them? Oh, my God. Also, like, way to just draw a fucking giant flag.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is so confusing.
That's embarrassing.
The Sovereign Citizen Movement, also known as SovSits. Like S-O-V.
You gotta, yeah, I know. You gotta, C-I-T-S. Everything needs a good little acronym. You gotta break it down.
A good abbreviation.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a loose group of anti-government activists. Sovereign citizens have their own pseudo-legal belief system based on misinterpretations of common law and claim to not be subject to any government statutes unless they consent to them. Okay, this is the thing that is really confusing to me about the whole sovereign citizen thing. Because obviously it's a subsect of the QAnon beliefs and all of that being shitty and terrible, right? And like, people who are out to lunch as far as like their ability to correctly perceive reality, right?
Fair.
And there's such an interesting intersection here of like a fixation and fascination with independence, with consent, with free will. But then these are the same people who will like happily vote for someone or go along with somebody who wants to strip people of their right to their own like healthcare or their right to like their autonomy, right? And who like disregard the concept of consent when it comes to like every other area, right? These are the same people who say that trans affirming parents are abusing their kids. Right. Except that it's literally that parent's legal right to exercise their
Same way it's their right to not.
Yes.
Like
that's so confusing.
Apply it the other way.
Yes. This is the thing that's so frustrating to me about all of these like QAnon wackos is that like
they are fucking wackos.
It's like the again, the like right idea, wrong execution thing. It feels very much like the I want all of these things that like we all collectively agree are good, right? Like free will, autonomy, independence, consent, like all of those things are good and we should have, but like only for me though, not for you, not for anybody that I deem shouldn't have it. And if you exercising your independence or autonomy gets in the way of me exercising mine, I de facto just steamroll over top of you.
This just so feels, it's like giving the people who like cosplay as like the militiamen and stuff or whatever and spend like the thousands and thousands of dollars and they're like, well, I would have joined the military, but...
It's literally the Duggar family.
Yeah, like I feel like this like came about from like a bunch of people sitting in a bar.
Yes.
They had too much third space.
Yes. No, are you familiar with the Duggar family's like disaster relief scheme?
No.
Oh, yeah.
There's a scheme? They had a scheme?
Yeah. So
no.
They, okay, so.
Pray tell.
Okay, do you remember when we were watching Welcome to Plathville?
How could I forget?
Isaac, one of the sons, gets his pilot's license.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I was telling you, like, this is such a fundy rite of passage. They all seem to do this.
Privileged fucking take. Go on.
Yeah. So because they don't do normal school, they all get homeschooled. Because,
of course.
Right?
God damn it, can they fly a plane?
Well, and that's part of the thing is that, like, for especially the boys, the expectation is that you grow up, you finish your homeschooling, right? You grow up, you get a job so that you can financially provide for your wife.
Sure.
But because they have no education, a lot of them end up having to find either like trade jobs or this is why like Jim Bob Duggar basically hands out real estates to his kids.
Oh, yes.
Real estate to his kids.
Yeah.
Or like the used car lot business, right?
Oh, yes.
This is where that norm came from.
Yeah.
And so along with that, a lot of fundy boys learn how to fly a plane because it's a trade that you can, in theory, make money from without having to go to school.
That's not my impression of learning to fly, but I mean, like, I fucking guess.
I mean, like,
and
no, but, like, you can get a private pilot's license.
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
And then, like, for example, rent out your plane or, like, private flights and things like that.
Of course, yeah.
So one of the Duggar boys, his name is John David.
Okay, of course it is.
He is like fixated, fascinated with planes. People in the Duggar fandom make fun of him. They call him like him and his wife. They call him like Plane and like his son is Plane Junior or something. It's so mean. But he like they had their wedding in a plane hangar. He proposed in front of a plane. Really, really weird stuff. But so he has his private pilot's license and also owns a plane. But he and his brothers started this company called Metacorp, I believe, or Metacorp. Hold on.
Metacorp? That sounds like every villain, evil corporation in every comic book movie
Yes.
ever. Metacorp?
So it's Medic, C-O-R-P-S, which is Core, right? That's how you pronounce that? So they started this company. Medicore is a Christian U.S.-based non-governmental organization that deploys our cross...
Governmental.
Meaning NGO, like crisis relief, but not through the government, right?
Oh, got it. Okay. Oh, okay. Never mind. That does make sense. Okay.
That deploys our cross-trained volunteers to provide humanitarian aid, medical assistance, and rescue services to disaster areas. So, hold on.
Where's Medicore sending John David's plane? Sovereign citizens could play with blocks. Mm-hmm. They could pay with blocks. They could play with blocks.
So also of note is that there is a military branch called the Medical Corps.
Okay.
That's responsible.
And Medicore?
No. Oh, it's a military branch. Federal government, United States military.
I didn't know that.
Medical Corps is generally a military branch or officer corps responsible for medical care and serving military personnel.
Uh-huh.
Such officers are typically military physicians. So the Duggars basically started this company that has a striking similarity to Medical Corps called Medicore. where they fly their stupid little planes to disaster areas uninvited and without permission. They fly to disaster areas and help people. Yeah.
They give them Jesus?
So, first of all, it's like literally a scam. One of the most recent photos that I saw, this was like probably a few years ago, mm-hmm. to be fair, but there was like a flood. I can't remember what disaster it was, but it was like a flood or something that happened tangentially. It was like close to the United States, but it was outside of the U.S.
Hurricane season. Probably.
Yes. Okay, so there was like a hurricane disaster relief situation.
Okay.
They flew there. John David and his wife and a couple of his brothers and brothers-in-laws and their wives.
How many people fit in this plane?
I don't know. Flew to this disaster relief area. And the photos that they posted on Instagram were of them eating Chick-fil-A. Yeah. So like... not really doing very much. There was also some kerfuffle about how they were using jet fuel, like fuel for his plane, from the military. Like, they didn't get permission for that. They just took it.
How did they do that?
I don't know. But they were, like, appropriating supplies and, like, just grabbing stuff and doing stuff. And apparently John David intimidated several of the volunteer people who were actually there for disaster relief that had been asked to come. I don't know if they were, like, Red Cross employees or, like, people like that. But he apparently intimidated them, maybe with a gun. It's unclear.
Is this some wild
allegedly
shit?
Allegedly.
What is going on?
Yeah. But like,
how are they not in prison?
I don't know.
Jail?
I don't. White privilege.
The clink.
Jim Bob, I guess, has money. I don't know. But so this is like a thing that
also
happens.
When Christians are like, we're being silenced.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Sure you are. So they do this weird sort of LARPing thing where they pretend to help people with disaster relief and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And like, really all it is, I think, is first of all, a shell corporation so that they can dodge taxes.
Of course. Always. Classic.
But second of all, it's the white savior thing.
Every
you know?
Time. Every time.
And like very much the thing of like, I want to LARP being in the military, but I'm not actually going to join the military though. Because... Like, to be clear, there's lots of problematic bullshit with people in the military and like the military generally. Like, we're not fucking fans of the military industrial complex.
But also, too, how did they steal fuel?
I don't know. Allegedly.
How did they get away with this?
Allegedly,
how did they get away with this?
I don't know.
With a gun?
I don't know. So
I picture them landing somewhere and pulling out with a gun and like, give us all your gas. Let's just stick up.
To be clear, I might be misremembering some of the details.
Even if you are at this point, I'm committed to this story. And in fact, it's giving like Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Like,
no, exactly. That's the energy here.
Incredible.
That's the thing that's so interesting about like the sovereign citizen stuff is that like it does kind of seem like if you just commit to the bit, that you can sort of get away with it for a while, which is insane. Like, that's so irritating.
I found a thread on Reddit saying, why did you become a sovereign citizen and sovereign citizens? I can't tell if these are real or not. Mm. Do you want me to read them to you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm like, is this serious? What made you become a sovereign citizen? This is in Sovereign Citizen.
Okay.
I don't think this. Yeah. And then the description is, for me, it was the green crayons and paint dust. The red crayons, I'm fine, though. Taste smooth like wax.
This is a meme. That's a joke subreddit.
I'm like, is it?
And then, there's no way that's real.
But then it says this was created to provide a resource for like-minded individuals to learn about and laugh at people who have... Oh, it is.
Okay, yeah. It's a meme.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better.
Oh, okay. This is funny. Okay, hold on. Well, now that we know this is a meme subreddit, that makes me feel
much better.
I want to
read some of them, though. Please.
Okay. I'm greedy, and the thought of disavowing the government's authority and demanding they pay for all my nonsense in the same breath gave me a boner. Also, you have
dumb.
Basic taste. Chartreuse crayons are where it's at.
Stupid.
Okay. The next one. I'm dumb, entitled, and think the law shouldn't apply to me. I watched some gurus on TikTok and paid thousands of dollars to a guy calling himself a legal expert who taught me some mantras and techniques to get myself out of trouble from the road pirates. None have worked yet. I keep getting my car window smashed and being hauled off to jail, so I need to double down and make sure I recite the magic spells correctly next time instead of learning my lesson.
No.
Okay.
Honestly, though, the thing about this that's kind of interesting, it reminds me of the Branch Davidians a little bit.
What's that?
It's a.
I'm learning about so much today.
The Waco thing. Have you ever seen?
Oh, I've never seen it. Like the people who had their own little
their compound.
With
yeah,
the shootout. Or
it
the,
was. Yeah, it was like. It is like commonly referred to as one of the most catastrophic failures that ATF has ever perpetrated, yeah. Because the goal was to break up this compound of cultists and to remove these people who were like they were hoarding firearms and explosives and all kinds of dangerous things. Like they needed to be disbanded.
Yeah.
But the alcohol, tobacco, and firearm like branch, whatever the fuck, ATF was sent.
Government agency.
Yeah, they were sent to deal with it and they bungled it so bad. Yeah. Like so fucking many people died.
God. Yeah, I think I have heard about that. Yeah.
And it was because they like lacked the, you know, like necessary skills to deal with people who are like that.
Not having skills.
I know. Imagine that. Not being good at conflict de-escalation. What a surprise.
Who could have guessed?
But this kind of reminds me of that. Like, also too, in a, obviously like the Righteous Gemstones is satire.
Of course.
But it does remind me of their cousins. The, who have their little
the roving that's Mad Max shit
their little compound of like hyper religious very like culty
like
conspiracy theory people
I think they're pretty sure they're clearly there to like play QAnon people like that's role.
But like it's like kind of funny but then also it's like a little scary
very much scary
like, yeah probably time. More scary than it is funny because like the reality of a compound of people like that existing is probably not really that far off. I'm sure that does exist somewhere.
Well, it's just like picture, like I'm just imagining like people riling each other up.
Yes.
Or like,
yeah.
Or also the kind of the thing where like one person got away with something one time because it was like some dumb cop let him go. And then they told their friends and they're like, see, you can get out of traffic tickets too. And then like, here we are. Now we have a whole
just
thing.
Just like further escalating each other's behavior too. It's like very groupthink kind of.
It is very groupthink.
Kind of a vibe.
Oh, yeah. This honestly kind of ties in, too, with, like, the Project 2025 stuff, too.
What's Project 2025?
Are you really not familiar with that?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. So we could probably just roll into that. My impression is we probably should learn about that, too. Honestly, though, is my impression is... so, basically, it's, like, the Republican... Like, Republican National Convention and the DNC, the Democratic one, obviously have their own, like where they want the country to go and stuff. Or, like, they're, like...
Oh,
they're
sure, planned, their platform, like, talking points. Yeah.
So, I'll just read this. It's crazy. I just had this up. Project 2025 envisions widespread changes across government, particularly economic and social policies, and the role of the federal government and its agencies.
Oh,
to be clear, this is like what Donald Trump is running on and like the Republican Party. Like this is like where we're going.
Okay.
The plan proposes slashing funding for the Department of Justice, dismantling the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and Department of Homeland Security, sharply reducing environmental and climate change regulations to favor fossil fuel production, eliminating the Department of Commerce, and ending the independence of federal agencies such as the FCC and Federal Trade Commission.
Oh, it's my God.
It's like literally like just dismantling the government. Like, I'm
oh,
so serious.
My God.
The blueprint seeks to institute tax cuts through its riders, though its riders disagree on wisdom of protectionism. Project 2025 recommends abolishing the Department of Education, whose programs would be either transferred to other agencies or terminated.
Oh my God!
Funding for climate research would be cut, while the National Institute of Health would be reformed along conservative principles, aka like women's, like just forget having
the fuck?
Any rights. The project urges government to explicitly reject abortion as health care and eliminate the Affordable Care Act coverage of emergency contraception.
Whoa,
the project seeks to infuse the government with elements of Christianity. It proposes criminalizing pornography, removing protection. Removing protections against discrimination based on sexual or gender identity.
Oh my God!
And terminating diversity, equality, and inclusion DEI programs as well as affirmative action. I know when we talk about like both like we're not both siding this thing, but like I mean like there's no world and like also too anyone being like, and this is my own opinion. I know we vary on this sometimes too, but like being like, you know, I'm not gonna vote for Biden to really stick it to Democrats, like, okay, mm-hmm. then, like, this is what we get. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so serious. Like, it's already been, like,
I know.
We're, like, already on the steps. Like, I'm not saying Biden's best or anything either.
No, I know.
But, like, certainly not this. Like, this is fucking.
Yeah.
Because also, too, the reality is Trump becoming president. Ultimately, I think, what, there's two seats on the Supreme
yeah.
Court? Or,
yeah.
So then, like,
we're going to have a packed Supreme Court for the rest of our lifetime.
Oh, without a
doubt. That's the thing that scares me.
Which is so funny, too, when dumbass fucking Republicans talk about the fall of America and, like, the end of democracy, which, like, who, like, it's already dead. Like, that shit's been dead.
Yeah.
But also, too, then, like, are actively trying to do, like, this Project 2025 shit is, like, actively dismantling, like, literally the federal government, essentially.
The thing
is, like, what is left after, like, that's basically every agency and program other than, like, the Department of Defense.
Yeah,
literally. So, like, talk about living in a police state.
The thing that's wild is that, I mean, yeah, like, especially, like, the fascist police state thing. The thing that's wild about it, though, is that, like, let's be clear. That's been their platform for a very long time.
Of course.
That's, like central to all of the goals that the Republican Party has been pursuing for, I mean, most of our lifetime, if not our entire lifetime.
Yeah.
But we're, like, at a point now where these people feel comfortable to say openly, out loud, on purpose, we're choosing to dismantle things like the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially because, like, that is, like, it's not a coincidence that these people want to rob the general populace of the right to education and to, like, you know, media literacy, to be able to discern between misinformation and disinformation. Exactly. These people who are disenfranchised from every single resource that provides them with an opportunity to make informed decisions about the government and the country and, like, where things are moving.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, actively and on purpose admitting out loud, we're trying to rip those rights from you.
Yeah,
that's horrifying.
Also, the sad thing of it all to me, too, is, like, DNC campaign managers are too fucking stupid to, like,
know
how to run a schmear campaign or a platform. Like, why are we not just talking? Like, these are the talking points. Like,
but also, like, why are you forcing me to vote for fucking Joe Biden? Fuck off. Like, go away, dude. God damn.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't.
Rich people will rich people.
Yes.
Always.
I think that's the thing, too. I know that we disagree about this because you're in a more, like, you're in a different place about, like, the general election mm-hmm. coming up. But, like, that's the thing that's hard for me about, you know, like, don't vote for third party and, like, you know, don't split the vote and, like, all this stuff. Because, like, Joe Biden is aware that that's happening, you know?
Of course,
and, like, the other thing, too, that's, like, hard for me to deal with is that, like, not the Republican Party, the Democratic Party has been dangling things like our access to abortion and birth control.
Lost them anyways.
They've been dangling that in front of our faces for, like, the entirety of our lives and still let it somehow, like, slip through their fingers. I'm not convinced that that was an accident, to be clear.
I can never tell if it's, like, actually through, like, own
negligence.
Fucking incompetence. Because, like, I can't remember what it was, but there's, like, something on TV where, like, oh, actually, I think it's a quote from, God, let me try and pull this out of the recesses of my fucking brain. But it's a quote about, like, during the 1940s when Hitler was rising to power, they talked about, like, oh, it's actually really easy to overthrow a democratic government because, like, democratic policies and stuff, like, they'll just form a committee.
Yes.
And, like,
they're so fixated on, like, rule and order.
Yeah, I can't remember what the quote is from. It's basically, it was from a officer who was being tried, I think, at the Nuremberg trial. I can't remember. Maybe it's not. But he's, like, an old, like, Nazi officer basically being, like, it was actually, like, it's quite easy to just, like, roll in and, like, while they're forming their committees and talking about it and doing their
the
planning,
red tape thing. Yeah.
Then, like, we will have already.
Yes.
And, like, it's very much, like I don't know how much more.
No, I know. But, like, that's the thing that's hard for me about saying, you know, like, let's just commit to vote for Joe Biden for another 4 years is that, like, that they did the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, they ultimately the impact, the campaign that he ran on too, of, like, you can't elect Trump again because all these terrible things will
happen.
He single-handedly enforced those on his own.
Yeah.
So, like, sorry, what? Like, what the fuck is the difference then?
I
you know what I'm saying?
I genuinely don't understand the, like, high ground, having, like, the moral or, like, being, like, ethically correct, like, when it comes to, like,
because
securing
also,
rights and access to people. Like,
I don't think he cares, though. Like, I don't think, I mean, not him, right, because it's not about him specifically. It's about
all
the people who, like, pull his puppet strings. But, like, those people don't actually care about, like, the general good. I mean, like, look at what's happening in Palestine.
Yeah.
They're well aware that they're co-signing and, like, encouraging a genocide.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck, you know? So, like, to me, it just feels very much like, what is the difference?
Yeah.
It's like, You know that trend right now on TikTok of people being like Republicans calling the cops on a homeless person outside of their business?
Oh,
and
yes.
It's like American flags, whatever. And then yes. It's Democrats yes. calling the cops on a yes. homeless person yes. outside of their business. And it's like, yeah, boy, and this way. Fucking. And like all the pride yes, stickers and stuff. Yes, it's like yes. very much that.
No, because it really
like,
is,
like just
though.
Because you've dressed it up in a like, yeah. you know, like a blue flag doesn't make it any less insidious or gross.
It's like white feminism adjacent.
No, literally.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You're, we're like, it's this only... It's only when it applies or affects me
yes.
does this actually matter.
Yeah, yeah, we're all like both of those people are oppressing the same yeah. people. One of you is just putting a like happy pride sticker on yeah. it. And like, I don't fuck with that. I don't want that, you know? It is scary though, because it's hard. Like if you go mm-hmm. all in on like voting third party and then we fumble the bag and Trump wins again, then like what the fuck also, now?
Like the position is the same too. It's like, yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah. Wow. That was a really
we rabbit tailed. Trailed, sorry.
To,
we should probably bring this back around to something that feels less depressing.
Let's make a sandwich out of this. And I don't even think all the cute compliments on my shirt could make me feel better right now.
Mm-mm. To be fair, neither of us, like, let's be clear, neither of us are political experts. Definitely. And I don't know that either of us have really landed on, like, what our decision or choice is mm-hmm. as far as, like, the general election and, like, what best practice looks like.
Yeah.
Especially like people who are sitting in a place of privilege, like we're not really sure what
that's fair.
What like I don't know our best course of action is. So I'm trying to sort of I don't know, observe, I guess.
Yeah.
Like shut my mouth and learn for the next few months. And like take cues from people who are, you know, who
more,
are actually like political experts and
more
are like
informed than us.
Yeah, yeah, who are like positioned in a place to organize like general advocacy and like all of that kind
yeah.
of stuff. So also like be aware of that and like, you know, following people who are experts in that mm-hmm. area and have a greater like I don't know.
Understand.
Have a better beat on like
yeah. Yeah,
what
yeah, yeah.
what we as a you know, like fuck Republicans collective
yeah, no, yes.
are trying to decide what to do.
Basically that. That's
yeah.
my that's my that's
yeah.
my political views.
Yeah. And that's just to all of that to say, like, please don't take my word for political things.
No, same.
I either. Have my own opinions about it and thoughts and stuff, but there are people who are very well educated. I'll put some stuff in the description actually, who are very well educated mm-hmm. to like, you know, help us make better informed decisions and all of those things. But we're not those people.
Definitely not.
So maybe we'll end this episode with some recs or something.
Okay. We can do some recs.
Yeah, something that is like uplifting and less depressing. Do you have any?
Oh, yeah, actually.
What?
If you've made it this far,
uh-huh.
thank you very much for listening and being here and being
sorry we
open.
Got depressing this week.
Yeah, we do a pretty good job though.
Normally it's like pretty okay.
I think though too, the reality of it is as like election season is coming closer,
yeah.
like it's just
hard.
Sucks. It just I hate this.
I know.
Like it's just the worst. But
it's hard.
Something that is exciting, though,
yes.
is the D&D campaign that is officially
oh, yeah.
launching.
Okay, thank
you. Do you
want
to tell our friends about that?
Yes.
Obviously, you know, within the confines of, like, being what we can actually manage and stuff.
Yes.
But there's something exciting happening on the Discord.
Yeah. So, basically, we mentioned it offhandedly in the last episode. Well, at the time that you're watching this, it was, like, 2 episodes ago, I think.
I don't even... I know. I'm so confused on which is...
But we offhandedly talked about a D&D campaign with the
yes.
folks that are in our Discord server, and we're doing it.
It's happening.
I posted a link today. At the time that you're watching this, hopefully we will have met for, like, a session zero or something. But we're going to start with a one-shot because there's a good amount of people.
There's a lot of people.
A one-shot is a one-session thing, to be clear. That's what that means.
It's like self-contained within
Whereas,
its own.
Yeah, like a normal D&D campaign happens like, you know, on a regularly
weekly,
scheduled
monthly,
interval for like
yeah.
a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
A one-shot is just everybody sits down at a table one time to play a game and then it concludes at the end of that session. So we're starting with that because there's a good amount of people who are new mm-hmm. and don't know how to play D&D. And also I think it's good for like chemistry to like
oh.
feel out how people play together and all of that.
It takes a while. It's a lot of getting adjusted. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially big person.
So,
really, yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing that. So if you want to play D&D with us, we're doing it in a very informal way.
Yeah. I was about to ask, can you tell us like what's your vision?
Yeah.
What's your goal? What's your like?
In my mind.
What's in your mind?
An ideal scenario looks like everyone just acknowledging that like, because at present moment, after like 3 days of planning, there's at least 12 people.
Which is a huge table. Like we could
least,
not fit that many people in
at
our house.
At least 12 people who are interested
yes.
and want to play and trying to organize even 12 people's schedules to all have one day
Impossible.
And time that works is not going to happen.
Across continents.
Yes, exactly. Across time zones and everything.
Yes.
So in my mind, an ideal scenario is that the people who are able to make it are the ones who can make it.
Of course.
I think in order to make things easy for me to, we're going to try to keep it on a regularly scheduled interval.
Yeah.
Yet to be determined. But okay. Ideally, same day, same time at some interval. Like,
yeah.
Like once a month or every five weeks or 6 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
So that it's consistent and I can just schedule it out on my calendar.
Yeah.
And then whoever can make it will make it, and who can't, your character is just like on a side quest for the time being.
They had to go get some groceries.
Yes, and they'll come back and join us the next time. But if you want to play D&D with us, that's probably what we're going to do. We're going to use the world that I've homebrewed for...
Yeah, do you want to tell us a little bit about the world? Or like, can you give us like a... Oh,
like,
it's
nervous
so good.
About
I know,
it.
It's like when you're having to share. Yeah, yes, I totally know what you mean.
Yeah, so the world that we homebrewed, the vision that I had...
I take no credit for that. You fucking
that's
went...
That's not entirely true.
You...
The vision that I had when we first started planning, or I first started planning this, I guess, is a coastal city that has these, like unimaginably tall walls around the port, and that is like sort of like a Venice kind of vibe where there's a lot of waterways and like water travel throughout the city. And the whole... crux of the campaign is about like a sudden influx of like sea monsters and like scary things happening at sea, and like the sort of political intrigue of like this local government and all these competing factions and these like, you know, sort of competing interests and those kinds of things. So that's like the general like world vibe.
Did we decide if it'll be taking place, because obviously my friends and I are also planning a campaign in this world, will that be taking place before, after, during? Like, so, is there a possibility of us... I love the idea of,
maybe.
Like, my little party, my little gang running it. Like, like you guys seeing, like, a group of travelers running off. Like, I love that.
The idea that got suggested by one of our mods, I don't know if they want me to name them or not, so I won't, but was to do almost like a prequel vibe.
Okay, okay.
I've also... I thought I had it in D&D Beyond, but I guess I don't. Just a homebrewed race of snail people.
Oh,
because we joke about snod and all that. So,
of course, of course. The snod.
Yes, I can't tell you why I homebrewed this race, but it is necessary.
Oh, that's really funny.
So I homebrewed that race of people. And the thing that got suggested was to do like a prequel sort of vibe with some of the characters being snail people.
Yeah.
So we might do like a prequel thing that's like happening before your party has entered the city. But we might do something that runs concurrently or whatever. We haven't really made up our minds yet.
Also, I think, too, the suggestion was, like, actually not combat-focused. It sounds like a lot of RPing.
Yes.
A lot of, like, obviously role-playing.
Yeah. Which also, I think, fits because people joke all the time about how when you play D&D with all of your queer friends, it's just a lot of, like, role-playing and accents and, like, you know, traumatic backstories and all of this stuff.
Yes.
And, like, I'm not at all surprised that the people in our Discord server are like, maybe we just do, like, less combat and, like, more bumbling around as our silly little characters.
Some of the people, the characters people have already made in Hero Forge, dead. I'm, like,
so
fucking
good.
Heavy cracking up.
I'm really excited about it. So, yeah, if you want to play D&D with us and you're in the Discord server, then you can do that. For those of you who don't know, by the way, our Patreon is how you get access to the Discord server, which the link for that is always in our description. So,
yeah, I would say there'll probably be a channel in the Discord now. At this
point, we'll have a campaign specific channel.
Cool.
But
I'd say that's pretty upbeat.
Yay!
Also,
I'm excited about it.
If you haven't, go listen to those kids.
it's so good.
Drum and bass cover.
Yes.
That song, not cover, but like
it's a song. These little Irish school age children made for
so
a school
good.
Project and it slaps.
I would happily play it for you, but
same,
obviously
but
you
I don't,
cannot.
Yeah. I'll put a link in the description if I can find it.
Go check that shit out.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Thanks for coming. We love you all the most. If you want to support us, you can like the video and subscribe and leave us reviews and all the things. And then we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.